Great to have your company, family, on what is an historic day for our country and also what's going to be a historic night too. Hopefully the Socceroos get the job done and qualify for the World Cup in Russia. But let's welcome the poster boy for the postal vote, the one and only Andrew Juice Newton. Gentlemen, g'day, Juicy.
G'day, Lou. Hello, Adelaide. Good to be here on a Wednesday. Nice to have a cool breeze come through. Nice to see some rain. Mm. We needed it, Lou. Things were drying up in our state.
Absolutely. I tell you what, though, massive day. Yes to same-sex marriage, no to the bank tax. I mean, what's going to happen next? People actually doing things.
We're off to the World Cup. That could be the crazy. Third one tonight.
It comes in threes.
It does, Lou.
It certainly does. Gee, big show. Big show today. Yes. Yelena Dokic, our turn to have a chat to her. Just an amazing story. It's crazy, isn't it? Absolutely crazy what she has been through, that young lady. Yeah. That chat just coming up just after 5 o'clock. Don't miss that.
I'm one of those flogs that booed the poor lass when she wasn't playing well for her country. I'm one of those flogs, and I feel really bad now.
Unbreakable is the title of the book. Go and check it out now. All right, it is a fantastic read. And the chat, as I said, around about 5:10. Quiz with no names floating around today. $1,000 up for grabs like that. And, of course, we're getting closer and closer to D-Day for Gun for Hire. So we best check in with the Morphett Vale skipper and just see what sort of role he has in mind for the
What's his name
for the gun? Reece Lindsay.
Oh, Reece. Sorry, Reece. I'll call him Skip.
Show some respect.
Sorry, Reece.
And then, of course, the other one with Gun for Hire, second hour after five. Mm. The Juice, when he bats, I mean, it's all the rage these days. He needs a song to strut himself out to. We're going to have a sound system down there. We'll have a barbecue and beers. We need to find out what tune the big guy can just Vivian Isaac Newton Richards to on the way out to the middle.
A bit like the Wild Thing.
Mm, absolutely.
Charlie Sheen.
Yep. And one other little thing.
Yes, Lou.
What was that saying out of Beverly Hills Cop? Just a little twist of lemon, little twist.
Yes.
Just a little twist when it comes to Gun for Hire. Don't miss it. Around about 4:45.
What have you got?
Just lock me in. Just lock me in at 4:45. Right, make sure you are listening. And I tell you what, might be some dark stripe down the middle.
Okay.
I am suggesting.
Western Australia 1 for 52.
Yeah.
We're all out for 363. So WA lead by 203 runs, Sean.
All right. There's only one thing on our radar right now, and that is the Socceroos. We best find out what is going to happen tonight. Touch base and check in with the former Socceroo himself, Ned Zelic, the Z-Man.
Yeah.
Going to talk to him next on the Rush Hour.
Triple M. The following is an official announcement from the Australian government.
Over the past few years, thought crime has reached record levels. Subversion is rife. Our enemies are everywhere.
Trust no one.
Luckily, there is an answer.
Peter Dutton.
No, not Peter Dutton.
Thank God.
Introducing a new series on Podcast One that interrogates the real threats to Australia, like John Safran, Rob Sitch, and children's author Andy Griffiths.
Oh, God, I love those Treehouse books.
Who will survive? Who will fail? Introducing Extreme Vetting with The Chaser.
The Chaser.
The only show with the power of life and death over its guests.
Listen at podcast1.com.au or via the Podcast One app.
Righto, Jazz, one question. All eyes are on the Socceroos tonight as we take on Honduras in the second leg. Got to win. Oh. And one man who knows all about it, former Socceroo, the one and only Ned Zelic, joins us right now. Ned, welcome to the Rush Hour. And for Christ's sake, mate, can we just get the job done?
I'm sure we can. We showed a lot of positive signs over in Honduras. I mean, it's terrible that it's still a balancing act result-wise because we really should have put them away over there. But if we can finish off our chances and show a bit of composure in front of goal, I'm sure that we can get the job done. We certainly played some really good football. But I guess tonight's a bit different. I mean, it's a case of really showing mental strength as well in a real pressure situation.
Ned, we just don't seem to finish off and hit the back of the net with some quality. How are we going to fix that up tonight? Do we start Timmy Cahill the first 70, 80 minutes? Does bloody Ange play Timmy straight up?
Well, I guess it really depends on how Timmy feels. I'm sure that there is also the option of starting him on the bench and then basically waiting to see how the game develops. And bring him on because, you know, as well, if you bring him on, he can do a job
something
for you. But
like
really, it's just a case of us just showing a bit of composure in that final third and not panicking and rushing things because we can knock the ball around. And we showed that over there in Honduras. And they certainly weren't very impressive at all. Mm. They were pretty much just hanging on at home, really, for a nil-all result. So if we can take that sort of frame of mind into this game, I'm sure we'll come out winners.
I'll tell you what, Ned, Timmy would want to be ready to go. He's had the fancy glasses on. They've been up the front of the plane. We've spent all this cash on them. Honduras had to go via 50 countries to get here and only made it here yesterday and then cracked the shits because some kid was flying his drone over the footy stadium. I'm tipping the floodgates are going to open. Yeah. The boys are going to have with their daylight and their orange lenses. We're going to go berserk and win 3-0.
Well, you know, we'll all take that now, won't we? But I guess it's a different case getting out there and doing it. I just feel that it's just going to basically come down to the mental strength of the players. Obviously, a packed house, a lot of people watching. And to operate under a stress situation is what we have to show tonight. So hopefully the boys can get it done.
Can the big man, will he crack a smile when they win?
Yeah.
Ange.
Oh, well, I'm sure he will. I'm sure he will. And, you know, I mean, there's been a lot of things have been said and certainly a bit of controversy here and there, but everyone's focused on the job at hand. And I'm sure that he'll celebrate and then we'll know what's happening with Ange after that. But no one really cares now because it's all about just getting the result and qualifying, isn't it?
Yep. Ned, who's their X factor? Who should we keep an eye out tonight? Because you never know. One of them might just sneak under the guard and get that one goal that could get them into the World Cup.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously they've got central defender coming back, Figueroa and Hernandez as well in the attack. Chioto as well, who's not a bad player. But really, I mean, we just have to focus on what we need to do and get our own house in order. If we can do that, then certainly we have the quality to beat this side.
Ned, they won't know what's hit them when they run on grass that doesn't feel like quicksand.
Yeah,
they won't know what's going on when they get out on our park.
Well, I'm pretty sure they'll be relieved as well after playing on that cow paddock.
I tell you what we should do when we beat them, we should give them those fancy glasses to go home with just so they can feel
and
better.
Buy them a drone.
Mate, give them the plane as well.
Yeah, send them home business class. Have a trip on us. We're going to the World Cup.
Oh, brilliant.
Well, 7:30 tonight, Ned. That's it. Crunch time. First kick off. Let's hope we can get the gig done. Mate, thank you so much for your time and insight.
No worries, guys. All the best.
Here's former Socceroo Ned Zellick on the rush out.
I'm nervous.
Yeah, but it's good nervous energy. It's good. Got to be on edge for the big ones. It's the rush hour. Jars and Louis.
Triple M's rush hour.
Andrew Jarman. Gun for hire.
Well, that's a good shot.
Shooting blanks at your cricket club soon.
Wild West.
Righto, Jars, we've got to check in with the club captain, the Skip, find out what he is expecting from the great gunfire. That is yourself, and that man is Rhys Lindsay, and he's on the phone right now. Rhys, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Hi, guys. How are we going?
Mate, we're good. I suppose the big question is on everyone's lips, not just mine, is will he get the new COD?
Well, I like holding the new COD myself, you know, so I can't let him go there. Maybe after about six overs in, I reckon we can chuck it Jarvis Wade.
Rhys, who is the opening pair?
Yeah, need their names, mate, Rhys.
So we'll have, there's obviously myself. There'll be a Justin Maher and Mari, or we call him Dingo.
Dingo.
Probably the other option would be Zach Robertson. So he's obviously a robbo,
If I was playing a quiz game right now, Rhys, I would have buzzed in and went, bang!
Now, Skip,
completely incorrect. Just quickly for the record, what do you bowl, Skip?
Left arm runs.
Would you describe yourself anything medium or a bit slower than that?
Just go medium, I reckon, mate.
And Dingo, what's he bowl?
He's right arm medium as well. Bit of swing to him.
Is there anyone out there that buys right arm, do it in your pants? Pack your dacks.
Probably Robbo, but he's a young fella. He likes to take some heads off. So,
Skip, what's the atmosphere like and the morale, and what do we stand for as a cricket side?
Really, we need someone to hold a bat for us, Jars. As you said, we bowled out for, I think it was 86 and then 49 again on the weekend. So if we can get above 100, I'd be happy.
Leave it with me, mate.
I'll tell you what, Rhys, us as an organisation here at the Rush Hour, we put a premium on our wicket.
Yeah.
So if you need somebody to stick around Tavare boycott style, you've got the man, I can tell you right now. Obviously, he asked you, what do you stand for? Is there three words that probably pop into your mind that sum up your team, your cricket club?
Need to know that.
Boring cricket.
Just two.
Boring cricket, mate.
Just outside off, line and length.
Yep.
And make the mistake, mate.
Numb them to sleep. Jeez. All right.
That's it, mate.
Reesey boy, what time have to report on Saturday?
12:30. It's a 1:30 start, so we'd like you there at 12:30, Jarv. If you turn up any time later, it's a fine.
Yep.
And we, you know, we got to look after the cricket trip, you know. So,
yeah. And Maurice, you're given this weather. How do you think? Well, if we win the toss, what will we do?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Oh, you got to bat first, I reckon, mate.
Good boy. Oh, look, he's saying all the right things, Luke.
He is. Yeah.
I like what he's saying.
As a bowler, I would go first, I reckon. So,
tell you what, that's the bit I'm not worried about. And Maurice, it's nothing personal, but we're expecting a massive crowd.
Yes.
And if you guys are told to have a bowl first, if the Black Rhino doesn't get it. I can't imagine what the crowd would do, let alone what he would do himself. There is every chance, mate, that he'll be down at fine legal, first slip, sulking, hands in pockets.
Around the bat.
Sort of head down, not much chirp at all, because he's a confidence man.
Well, that definitely means he'll have to wait six overs now, I reckon. And then we'll chuck him the cherry, mate, I reckon.
What's the catching like around the bat? What are we like in slips?
Slips aren't too bad, mate. Where do you reckon you can hide, Jarves?
No, I don't hide. I'll be in the thick of things. I need to be around the bat. I need to be where the ball's going to come in my mitts because I don't drop one. I haven't dropped one in 20 years of cricket.
Yeah. Well, obviously the slips or somewhere in close will have
second
you there, mate.
Second slip to start off with and then slip, it'll be, and I could just be in their grill.
Yeah, too easy. I have a Pakistani friend, Rufin, that sits in second slip. He'll be a bit upset about that. But
we'll just squeeze him,
I'm sure he'll understand. Yeah, definitely.
Just squeeze him, mate. Maybe two and a half slip for him.
Yeah. Well, I reckon between them both, they're about the same build. So I reckon it could be a good race,
well,
you know. So.
Let's leave. What was his name again?
Rufin.
Tell Rufin, he can be at second, Jars can be at fourth, and you've got a complete cordon.
I like it. I like it. Yeah.
All right, mate.
Well, Saturday's the day, Reesey boy. Cannot wait to see you. We're bringing the barbecue and the beers and the crowd. You just bring a winning attitude, my friend.
That's it, mate. We're all about winning at Morphin Vale Cricket Club, mate. So.
And that time again, if Jars is there, got to be there at 12:30 any time after fine for the cricket trip.
Yeah. So I reckon for Jars, because he's on a pretty good pay packet, it'd have to be $5 a minute, I reckon. So we're not cheap down there, are we?
No. An hour to warm up before a game of cricket.
Where do you think you're trying to go?
Skip.
Where's the cricket trip aiming to go this year?
It's originally Vegas? Normanville, but at the moment, if Jars goes that way, we could go to Bali, I reckon.
All right, there he is, Bruce Lindsay,
nice to talk to you, mate.
Skipper of the Morphett Vale Cricket Club, Section 5.
Yeah.
Hard wicket. That's where Jars will be. Triple M will be there as well. Can't wait to see you in action, Reese. Thanks for your time.
See you, mate.
Beautiful. Thank you, guys.
Reese Lindsay there, well the Morphett Vale Cricket Club. He's the captain. And you're going to be there from 1:30 in the afternoon. Do you need the address?
I'll be right. I'll get my driver to take us down there, but I'm not getting there at 12:30. I'm getting there at 1.
What I loved mostly then was the diplomacy you showed. Look, we know that when Jars arrives, the show is in
just
town.
Just DBB.
It'll be, and honestly, I would be surprised. I'm not sure who the officials are yet, but just walk towards the great man, hand over the pill. End of story. Just take it from there. And boys, I'll give you a bit of warning right now. If you don't get straight to your field positions, you'll either be in close or you'll be gone.
Here we go.
And for anyone else who doesn't have a driver and you need to get there, it's on the corner of Wheatsheaf Road and South Road. And the game starts at 1:30 in the afternoon.
And we're also, just in case, sending down our Duck Club people.
Titanium Security Arena is going to be rocking on Saturday night. The Adelaide 36ers v Sydney Kings. Buy your tickets at ticketmaster.com.au or win them right now on 3353.
I'll be there. I'm heading out.
Oh, you dressing up? You're taking the kiddies, eh?
I'll take the kids, get courtside and just soak it up.
What about, you're not taking your Huggy outfit, Bear outfit?
Not sure. I've got a great idea for that. With our courtside seats, we should go to the op shop, buy a real big pimp's coat.
Yeah, good.
With faux fur.
Yeah.
And give our seats out. And whoever gets our seats
has to dress. Like
one has to go as Jack Nicholson, and the other as Huggy Bear.
Which is you.
Which is me. And you've got to wear the ceremonial jacket, and when you get courtside, you got to take it off. Get someone to take it off you and just sit on down.
Yeah, at the breaks, just stand up and have a little. You got your cane,
a bit of walking cane. A little bit of Diamante on top.
Ah, nice. Courtside, eh?
Just be there.
Courtside hug.
Because Jerome's back in town. Reckon I won't be talking some smack to the handle as he goes.
400 grand he's on.
Would not come into my area in the box. Can give you the tip. Hey, up next, we need to talk a bit of footy. Some retirement announcements today and a big injury to a Carlton star.
It's the rush hour. Jars and Louis, Triple M.
A bit of footy news floating around and terrible news. All-Australian Sam Doherty of the Carlton Football Club has ruptured his ACL at training. Understanding a non-contact running drill.
Oh, Jar.
So gone for the year. And when you throw that into Bryce Gibbs coming home.
Yeah, gone.
They're minus two already, the Blues, in a year where they really need to keep stepping things up. So that's a bit of a shame there and a bad loss. One of the most maligned called time on his career today as well, Ty Vickery, of course, former Richmond player, number 8 pick in the 2008 draft, Jars. Yeah. Ended up playing 125 games for 160 goals, of course, at the Tigers. Went to the Hawks, had a year to run on his contract. It was on 500 a year. Clearly came to terms. Clarko's given him the tap and said, mate, probably done. He admitted the passion was gone. Went through the highlight bank. I think I found the perfect one to sum up, Ty.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, this is it, I reckon. Revolt to Vickery. Vickery for goal. Vickery for goal. Oh. Well, no, he's not, but Richmond will get one. No, they don't. Talk about blowing it. Oh, Tyrone, what were you doing?
Oh, I think Bruce summed it up pretty much best. He had an up and down career,
didn't he? Frustrating to watch as a player.
125 games more than most, put it that way.
Yeah, absolutely, Luke. He's off.
Crows, Jazz.
Yeah.
They've got still one position to fill out
there.
There
is, yeah. I think Donnie's on his annual leave, and when he gets back, I think he's going to target an individual that's in the Sandful.
Oh.
That. To try and get him on board the coaching group for 2018. And we know Benny Hart's back there, back at the Adelaide Crows, and also Joshy Franco. So there's some change in the coach's box next year. So watch this space, Lou.
All right, very good thing. Paddy Ryder won't play in game 2 of the international series. And if you missed that news yesterday, no case to answer for from the arrest the that police, happened in Highland Street a while back there. Can I just say this? Benny Simmons, our superstar in the NBA, has confirmed he will play for the Boomers in the Olympics.
Brilliant.
That is outstanding.
Matey, what a player he is.
What a star.
I might start getting on their bandwagon. Yeah. All right, young Benny.
Get on early.
But that's a great result for the Boomers.
Two more things. Definition of irony. On the day that Ty Vickery announces his retirement, Jake King, former teammate Jake King, fronts court over the extortion charges and the threats that he threatened to shoot a man and break his legs and that of his family over that $150K debt that Ty's business partner allegedly owed Ty. I just found that quite ironic. One is finishing up and one's in court out of those
They're good
two.
Mates too, aren't they?
Very good buddies. And we know Jake pretty well in here. Hopefully that goes his way and none of that is proven and it's all a great big misunderstanding. And final thought. 61.6% said yes to the same-sex marriage votes. Little-known fact that the Kangaroos piggybacked the postal vote, and they had a question down the bottom. I'm not sure whether you answered this one or not, that the question was, would you like to come to the Kangaroos? And the question, the percentages that came back was 99.2% said no. Despite all the money on offer.
The Kangaroos Footy Club.
The plebiscite was an overwhelming yes for same-sex marriage and a monstrous no for the Kangaroos.
They're not going well, are they?
They can't take a break.
No, they can't. They can't. So anyway, good stat.
It's a rush hour.
104.7 Triple M.
Righto, Jazz, Gun for Hire, not far away now. Yep. This weekend, you're lining up for the Morphett Vale Cricket Club.
Yes, sir.
I tell you what, couldn't have got themselves a better gun. But I got an email today.
Yes, Luke.
And it's from the Blair Cricket Club, the opposition that you are playing this weekend.
Yeah.
And they've got a proposition for me. They said, we've only got 9 so far when it comes to selection. And the question is, could we have Louis fill in for the team? Now, as luck would have it, I'm unable to fulfil such an obligation given the condition of
Your body.
Yeah. I'd love to be out there against you. But then I also said, it's not my time to shine. It's yours. All right. But then what I did think of was, surely I can help the Blair Cricket Club out here and get their own little gun for hire. Obviously not in the quality that we're speaking of with you.
What are you up to?
So
this makes me nervous.
On the line I have a gentleman whose identity shall remain secret, and I just shall call him Goff, as in gun for hire. All right. G'day, Goff. Welcome to the Rush Hour.
How are you, boys?
All right. Goff, are you a batter or a bowler?
Well, I'm not sure at the moment. I mean, I was a bowler.
Right.
But as I've retired, I've become a bit of a batsman myself, but I used to be a bowler,
Righto, and top speed?
What's the top speed? Was it 161 at Lords?
No. This is not Tatey the wild thing.
Yeah, it's Goff.
No, I'm on the
plane.
Eddie Short.
No
hey, Tatey, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Oh, you can't do this to me.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd spice it up.
Put you up through the weekend, Joe.
And it just happens to be hard wicket, Tatey, too.
it is, isn't it? I don't know.
No, you don't.
Yeah, so
well, I love Tony, but no.
I haven't bowled much, but I've just started last week, so I'm just all in the elbow.
He started
it. Well, Tony, I only need six balls off you.
No, you stick to your batting great, man. No, please don't play.
The strides will be awfully dark after that, mate. So
I might only get one or two on the wicket, yeah. But I'll call you to be in your body, Joe.
Yeah, but they're the ones I like, Tony, because they might jag back.
Oh, no.
I tell you what, as luck would have it, Charles, Tatey's unavailable.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, he's unavailable. I just thought I'd have a bit of fun, and Tatey, just see where you're at, but unfortunately we can't get you. But what I would like to do on the table is that we come down to your establishment and we still call Jars the Gun for Hire and see if he can't knock you over on the front bar.
There's a little hallway there next to the front bar. We can never go down there.
Oh, you're a good man. Good to talk to you, mate.
All right, thank you, mate, very much. It's a real shame
good
I couldn't
luck,
get you.
Cheers, buddy.
His actual words were, Louis, you can't afford me.
Give the pub a plug.
Hi, Sir Elliot. Me beautiful. Versus Jars in the hallway next to the bar there.
I'll be in there. I'll play umpire. Goal, Tatey.
Good stuff. Right,
great to talk to you, great man.
Jeez.
You know, just for a moment.
My age, 10 years,
Tatey, then. Tatey, just for a moment, I think something stuck its nose out. It's a rush hour, Jars and Louis. Triple M.
Jars and Louis, it's the rush hour, 104.7, Triple M.
Oh, I cannot wait for tonight. The Socceroos are in action. Here's the breakdown. Australia wins by any score, we qualify for Russia 2018.
Yeah.
Honduras wins by any score, they qualify. If it's a nil-all draw, the game goes to extra time.
Right.
And if it's still level at nil-nil, we go to penalties.
Penalties, right.
If it's a score draw,
scored
either in normal or extra time, Honduras qualify for Russia. All right. That is the breakdown right there. Okay.
Wow.
So it's either got to be nil all, then we get to penalties, or we win. Mm. The simple thing is put it in the back of the net Don't let them, because the value of the away goal is the big
That's
one.
That's it.
I can't wait. Where are you watching it? In the man cave?
I'll be at home. No, I'm in dressing gown.
Yeah,
ready to go.
I'll put your kit on.
Ice up, because I've got ice up.
You put your kit on, though? You got a kit?
I'm just going to put my dressing gown on.
All right.
I'll just focus on the boys tonight, and then tomorrow, back to cricket.
Bit of Dane Rampy.
Yeah.
The old Terry Towning.
Where are you going to watch it?
I'll watch it at home and just absorb myself.
Be ready for my text messages if things aren't going to plan?
I'm expecting some commentary, Simon Hill and Andy Harper style, go right through all that. Coming up after five, obviously, Yelena Dockett, which her brand new book, Unbreakable, and how true is that? I'm going to talk to her. And Gun for Hire is coming up, and we're trying to work out a good song for Jars to come out to, because obviously this day and age in cricket, especially 2020 format, all the big names, they have that song that sort of represents their personality. I'll kickstart it now. Jump on Twitter, start them coming through, and get them ready for after five. Maybe this one, Merv?
How about this one here?
Carole King.
Carly Simon.
Carly Simon.
Chorus is coming up.
You get away.
She's got a nice voice. So this is me walking out the back.
Just to accompany you while you go to the middle.
Blaring out in the speakers down at Morford Bar.
One eye in the mirror.
Here we go.
They'd be your partner and you're so vain. You probably think there's a couple of Heart Starters family. They'd be coming up around about 25 past five. Get them in. I want to hear your ones on what you've got for Jars when he goes out to bat on the weekend. Gun for Hire.
The following is an official announcement from the Australian Government.
Over the past few years, thought crime has reached record levels. Subversion is rife. Our enemies are everywhere.
Trust no one.
Luckily, there is an answer.
Peter Dutton.
No, not Peter Dutton.
Thank God.
Introducing a new series on Podcast One that interrogates the real threats to Australia, like John Safran, Rob Sitch, and children's author Andy Griffiths.
Oh, God, I love those Treehouse books.
Who will survive? Who will fail? Introducing Extreme Vetting with The Chaser.
The Chaser.
The only show with the power of life and death
over its guests.
Listen at podcast1.com.au or via the Podcast One app.
Great to have your company, Adelaide. Big second hour to come. Yelena Docic, our chat with her not far away in 5 minutes' time. Gun for Hire. We're trying to get a song for the Big Juice to come out there. Another one come through. Method Man, Bring the Pain. Bring the Pain.
Yeah, nice.
Don't mind that.
I'll pick one for myself too, just quietly.
Oh, that's right.
And I'll share that a bit later.
Absolutely. I'm loving where this is heading. Family, get involved on Twitter or give us a buzz soon when we get involved. And, of course, we'll have another quick look at the Socceroos and tonight, and fingers crossed that we can get the job done. Murphy's just as nervous as a kitten over there. I mean, worse than when he's fanboy when it comes footy to the side. Crows. Yeah. Hey, I tell you what, something that just, I was just flicking through my photo bank, trying to delete some old stuff, and came across a tweet from the 31st of October from Zach Milbank, who I like and know very well. It was news of your nephew's signing at Norwood. Nephew of Adelaide FC Premiership star Darren Jarman. And former PFC junior. Nice skills outside midfielder. That's the announcement of Declan coming back to town.
Yeah.
No nephew of Juice Newton.
Zach and I have had some issues over the past when I was coaching North and he was an up-and-coming young journalist.
That, 5-2? No mention of the Mr. 5-2? I just looked at it. That's I wasn't trying to bring that up for any other reason. The fact that you were overlooked.
No, that's okay.
I mean, he's got two uncles.
I'll make a call to Zach later on tonight.
All right. Need to heal that wound.
Yeah, we will. We'll have a coffee. Money time.
Tears. Are you ready?
I think we're going to give it off tonight.
Get off tonight. Yes, we are. I tell you what, honey, if you're listening.
Matt. The Rush Hour's quiz with No Name. Yeah! Thanks to Automasters.
Your drive home isn't always smooth, but make sure your car runs smoothly. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
I reckon our next guest on the line will be happy to get it off tonight too as well. Who's playing?
Well, we're going to go to Flinders Park and say hello to Clay. G'day, Clay. Welcome.
G'day, boys. How you doing?
Very well, Clay. Yeah. Are you watching the Socceroos tonight?
Yeah, I definitely will
be. Good work, mate. You got a score line for me?
2-1.
2-1.
I don't think that works for me. That just means we're shot. Yeah. Shot ducks. Because look at this.
What is it?
No, 2-1's okay.
Because don't forget, it was nil over there.
2-1's fine.
Then we're into penalties. Extra time. The away goal. Come on, boys.
I think 2-1's okay.
2-1's all right, mate.
2-1's
okay. 2-1's we're in.
Because
we're
of the home ground advantage.
Yeah, that's...
Well, it says it there. Australia wins by any
Come
score.
Come on, let's go.
There you go. 10 questions, 60 seconds. There is an Automasters lifeline, which, by the way, everyone has forgotten. Jackpots today because yesterday's contestant didn't use it.
Oh, no.
So you've got two Automasters.
All right, Clay.
Perfect. Good thing
somebody's working for you in here.
Well done.
All right, 60 seconds. Time starts at the end of the first question. Good luck, mate.
Thank you.
Number one for you, Clay. What number? Crows jumper. What number Crows jumper has Bryce Gibbs got for next season? I had to get me around that.
Number six.
Which country defeated Italy in the World Cup qualifiers?
Sweden.
What day next week is the AFL draft being held?
Oh, Automasters.
What stadium is tonight's World Cup qualifier with the Socceroos being played at?
Oh, it's in Sydney, ANZ.
Okay, true or false? Socceroos don't make the World Cup if it's a 1-1 draw.
True.
Name the redback who scored a century yesterday.
Weatherall.
How tall is 36's Matt Hodgson?
6'7".
According to Jars, he is a bowling all-rounder or a batting all-rounder?
Bowling all-rounder.
Name the country the Hockeroos are playing tonight in Adelaide, Clay.
Automasters.
Which city is the Australian International three-day event being held?
Melbourne.
That's it. We're time up. We're locked and loaded. Oh, this is nervous. We are nervous.
I like this. Great effort. I like this young man.
Let's look at the time to spare.
Five seconds.
Clay for Flinders Park was all business.
Slick.
My God.
Good luck, Clay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Correct.
Oh.
$90.
Yeah.
That's a great effort.
It is. It's a fantastic effort. The fact of the matter is it's only 80 if you can do your math along the way, you lot. But anyway.
Or number seven. He said 6'7".
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. 6'7" is about 199.
Okay, yeah.
Not even in the ballpark, but we'll give it to you. It's all right. Let's go through them, Clay. Sure. AFL Draft was the first Auto Masters. That is Friday, next week, next Friday. How tall is 36er Matt Hodgson? You went with 6'7". Now, 6'6 is 196, so I'm just guessing here, 2.5. About, you know, I would have taken 198, 199, but he's actually 2'11".
Oh, yeah, way off.
Yeah, a bit off. Second Auto Masters, name the country the Hockey Roos are playing tonight in Adelaide. It was Japan, but that was all good with Auto Masters. And then 10, which city is the Australian International 3-Day event being held? Well, it's our fair city, Adelaide, not Melbourne, my friend.
Well,
but anyway, Murph has seen fit to give you an extra tenner. So well done, mate, $90.
Perfect. Thanks for that, boys.
Beautifully played. Wasted opportunity, I feel, though, with the two Auto Masters lifelines.
Yeah.
Is any time we can make Murph squirm, Clay? It's a real pleasure. So well done.
For that, boys.
All right. Back again tomorrow. Are you happy over there?
Yeah. Because I didn't write the old school height there. So
number
I pleaded ignorance
tough.
There. I pleaded ignorance.
See, 670.
A really good question asker would have followed up in the metric system, please.
Mm. Yeah, actually, that's true. Fair point.
Who
fair
did
point.
Question seven?
Chance. Yeah, I did. I read the question. Mate, I just do what I'm told. Just read the question.
Just auto cue. That's all.
Just go centimetres, Ron.
Yeah, well, they should have written the question better for me to understand it. It's not my role.
I know it's not. We're slowly learning that. Or are we?
Have you had your brakes checked recently? You better call 1300 Automasters.
What about this for a song to walk out to?
Yeah, I'm just thinking about that.
It's Triple M's Rush Hour with Charles and Louis, Andrew Jarman, Dale Lewis.
The big newsmaker of the week has been, no doubt, Yelena Dokic in her new book, Unbreakable. Details just the private pain and the horrendous, I suppose, treatment her father gave her right throughout her tennis career. And the wonderful Yelena joins us right now on the Rush Hour. Welcome.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me. Look, it was hard at times to write the book. At times it was also very, very freeing and liberating. But now that, you know, it's out as well, I feel like a lot of weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Yeah, absolutely. Now that the book is out, have you spoken to Dad or had any feedback from Dad or any correspondence, read the book and what has been said?
No, I haven't. I haven't spoken to him. I don't talk to him and we have no contact at all. I explain that in the book as well. I've tried to reconcile a couple of times and it hasn't gone too well, and I don't think there'll be any, you know, real relationship or communication there.
Ellen, how devastated were you when the Australian public and me included were booing you at times, knowing that you've been scrutinised to the nth degree by the media because of a body language and you weren't getting results representing the country? It's a courageous effort what you've done. You know, you're a courageous young woman. But how devastating was that to when you're playing through your tennis career?
Yeah, look, it was tough in 2001 when I left Australia and left to play for another country, which were kind of the actions and the decisions of my dad. And I talk about that quite in depth in the book. And it was hurtful, but I also understood the Australian public at the time, and it's absolutely understandable because it looked like I turned my back to Australia. Mm-hmm. And I was very, you know, aware of what Australia gave me. I came here as a refugee and, funded my career, and I never would have been the player that I was without, you know, Australia's help in every possible way. And, making that decision and my father making me do that and say all those things was really hard. And, I was very angry with him for that. Made me very sad to have to leave Australia. And one of the things, putting everything, you know, on the table, both the physical abuse and everything else, this is the one of the things I wish I could change, you know, if I could go back, is the decision to leave Australia. But look, it was tough, but at the same time, understandable. I think that the tougher one was the fact that everything that he was doing, for example, at Wimbledon, US Open and so on, that was obviously, the media wrote a lot about that. It was hard because the media kind of took it as a joke. And, he was a punchline and it was funny. Well, you know, when it actually wasn't. No. And a lot of the media had a lot of interaction with him, came, you know, across, and he did a lot of interviews with them. And, you know, he was always, you know, drunk and very aggressive and kind of scary. And I didn't understand that's why they always made fun of that when it actually wasn't really funny.
So does that in part then answer my next question is, why didn't you tell someone? The outcry has been from everybody. How come somebody didn't know that this was happening to you? Did you ever get close, Yelena, to blowing the whistle on Dad and telling everybody everything just so you could escape from it?
Well, yeah, I did. But look, I also left at 19. So I was... I got fed up with it all pretty quickly and with everything that he was doing behind closed doors, but also with everything that he was doing publicly. And look, did some people know? Yeah, I think so. But for me, it was also more the difficulty of after I left home when I was still very young, not having any support really. And even if you didn't know, for example, about the physical abuse and the extent of it, you saw how he was on tour and you saw everything that happened publicly. So just based on that alone, is, you know, if someone leaves home and they're on tour, you would think that, you know, some people would come up and offer help or ask how you were, and there weren't many. So actually, there were hardly any at all. So that's the difficult part for me was once I left and really having no support at all.
Elena, going forward, are you going to go back onto the circuit as a tennis player? And if you do, what type of coach will you be looking to get? Because Lou and I are available.
look, that's something. The whole talk of me playing again kind of came from the fact that I, you know, people saw me on the court again earlier this year, and it's really a 50-50 decision at this stage. Is it in my mind? Absolutely. Would I love to go out back on the court again and onto, let's say, Rod Laver Arena? Absolutely. I would love to.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, let's talk about some of the good stuff. 16 years of age, and you rock and roll Martina Hingis as a qualifier, the world number one out. Gone, round one, Wimbledon, 6-2 and a donut next to her name. That must have been amazing.
yeah, it was. It was, you know, she had a lot of great results. And, yeah, there were some good ones. But also, even behind that one, you know, there was always something going on off the court. And
do you feel like Dad robbed you of the joys of... Or the whole situation robs you of the joys because this is
a massive
dream. And we look at you and you think, God, all these moments, yet you probably struggle to talk fondly about it all because it's all tarnished.
Yeah, I talk in the book about every single one of those, including that, you know, Wimbledon quarterfinal when I was 16 and then Wimbledon semifinals when I was 17 and all of those great results, even the Olympics. And there was always something that, you know, wasn't good and a bad memory that I have behind that. So, yeah, I feel like I, some of those things, not some of those things, actually, most of those things I wasn't able to enjoy properly.
Yelena, last one, tennis dads. And yours is not the first and he won't be the last. What makes them become tennis dads? You've lived it, you've seen it, the pressure that's out there, the money that is around. Why do these dads end up being so controlling, or the perception of so controlling, so self-absorbed with their own interest as opposed to their kids?
Well, I think it's all money motivated, to be honest. It's all about that. It's become very competitive, and especially even in the last, you know, 5, 10, 15 years, even the prize money has gone up, and there's, I think, a lot of money in tennis. So I think that's the number one reason. That was certainly my case, and it was all about the money. You know, it was all about, you know, me playing, you know, my family out of poverty and giving them a better life. So I think that's where you kind of start. That's the main reason.
What's that like to be 13, 14 and the expectation to be the number one breadwinner and the one that's going to take us out of the poorhouse and into
tough,
a decent life?
Yeah. My role and my job was constantly, you know, that I got to do this. You're the only chance, and you listen to this on a daily basis. So yeah, a lot of pressure early on.
The book is Unbreakable. It's by Yelena Dokic, and go out and get it. Random House, $34.99. It'll be the best $34 you've ever spent. Yelena, thank you so much for your time.
Appreciate that.
Take care.
Thank
look
you
after
very
yourself.
Much.
And as Jar said, the offer still stands.
Yeah, we're ready for you.
You need a couple of hitting partners or probably slash ball
boys.
I'll
keep that in mind. Yeah. All right. I'll keep that in mind.
Jar's is very good with the ball shoot, Yelena. You can get them in real quick and get them back in the basket.
maybe you can carry my bag.
Okay? I'd be delighted.
It's a favourite saying of his, Yelena, so it should work nicely.
Take care.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
This is Yelena Dokic on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. Triple M. Gee, there's nothing the GOAT can't do at the moment, Nathan Lyon. He's burnt some toast and he's held up play in the game between New South Wales and Queensland. Gaz accidentally burnt his toe, setting off a smoke alarm, causing firefighters to arrive at Allen Border Field. Play was halted for around 30 minutes.
Tasty cheese sandwiches.
And he was on the just toasting up, forgot about it.
Get in the nets and start practicing your bowling. Gads, instead of worrying about scoffing your face with food.
Get into some good areas.
Yeah, exactly, Luke.
Good areas.
So what happened? The fire trucks come out?
Yeah, everything came.
Come on.
And of course, they Triple M rocks the Ashes ball by ball.
Yeah, we do too.
Day one, yeah. Brisbane test, Thursday, 23rd nice. Of November. Make sure you're tuning in. The one and only Skull, Kerry O'Keefe's been in very good form in the lead-up.
He's back again.
I'm looking forward to it. And I tell you what else I'm looking forward to.
What's that, Luke?
Naming the bloody squad.
Friday.
Wouldn't mind seeing it.
Friday, Luke.
Wouldn't mind knowing it and stopping all this conjecture about blokes who are making big runs that should deserve to play and then when the incumbents actually have done nothing wrong.
There might be one or two changes, Luke, from my
hearing
intel.
You. Speaking of changes, Gun yes, for Hire coming up next. We're looking for a song for the big the big man to roll out to. I've got another another suggestion.
What have you got?
Close your eyes. Theme from Knight Rider.
The Knight Rider.
Yeah, listen to it. Imagine you stepping. You'd be almost jigging on the way out there. Battered come up.
Yeah.
You know, like a little guitar
What's
keyboard.
What's his car called again? Kit.
Kit. Yeah, the Knight Foundation.
I'll have some nice kit on me.
Yeah.
Thanks to Ace Cricket.
So we'll get on our Instagram page and see how well he's using the Ace bat.
I'll pick my own song.
Yeah, I'm just throwing it out there, mate. We're creating ideas. The family have come thick and fast on Twitter. We're going to play some of them.
Right,
Glory Days, Bruce Springsteen, Elvis Presley, Good Luck Charm, Rag and Bone, Only Human. Oh, Matchbox 20, The Difference.
Oh, don't mind.
Love this. Sit back, enjoy. Foo Fighters.
The Sky's a Neighbourhood with the Rush Hour. Triple M. Charles and Louis on Triple M.
Cricketing greats over the years.
Bradman remains this generation's number one bat.
Lily.
And Lily again breaks through.
Warne. And Jarman. Andrew Jarman. Gun for Hire.
Certainly is.
What about the names?
I love that. I love that opener. More for Vale Cricket Club this Saturday. Who are you taking on again?
Belair Cricket Club.
Oh, jeez.
And I've never played against each other either.
And we will be chatting to the skipper of the Belair Cricket Club tomorrow. Tried my best to get Sean Tate in for the boys.
That scared me.
They're a couple short at the moment. I may have to work my magic a bit more.
That scared me when you had him on.
Tell you what.
Oh, God, I wouldn't have played.
If you bowl all day in day one of the fixture, I might have to work a little bit of fine cotton magic into week two.
Nah. No? It's a one-off.
Yeah, but if it's sort of we'll be right like that. All right, right now, though, we're trying to come to an agreement of what song Jars should walk to the crease to. And in particular, even now, while you're bowling and fielding, we'll be playing, belting out some tunes down there just to get the vibe
atmosphere.
Up.
Yeah, good.
Someone suggested me Knights in White Satin.
Did they?
Because, look, I mean, you're very angelic.
Well, a dressing gown as well.
Maybe Robbie, Angels.
I'll get emotional when
I know. I know you would.
And I need to be at full throttle, sadly.
All right, starting in no particular order.
Go,
Couch Specimen, Glory Days, Murph. Is that hanging anywhere over on your radar? Glory
Days, pretty nice.
Not bad. In fact, it's too nice.
I like the boss.
This I like, and I'm into this song right at the moment, The Man by the Killers.
Oh, God.
You got it? Josh Haynes. Josh. Nothing can break me down.
Old Brandon Fowler. Made him on. He's a Mormon.
Yeah, absolutely. You're not. Sexy Boy, which is Shawn Michaels from WWF fame.
That's not bad.
You could sing it too.
I don't mind.
You love your voiceover work.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you very much, Jason.
What else you got?
Lockie, Benny Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, now see, now you're taking it. No, that's just making
maybe
a mockery.
Maybe we play that if someone gets hold of you when you're bowling.
No.
Bit of Metallica, maybe?
Which one?
Sad but True. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, not bad.
Pretty Fly for a white guy. He's getting a run in.
Wait for it. And all the girlies say I'm pretty
fly. 133353 is our number. Juice's got his own suggestion locked and loaded. We'll wait till we get the calls. But 133353, give us a buzz right now if you've got an idea for a song for the Gun for Hire. I was going to say Hall of Fame. Hoff.
It's the Rush Hour. Charles and Louis at Triple M.
Oh, Murph.
Don't.
No.
Don't insult the Morford Vale Cricket Club.
Rush Hour with more Murph. Not Murph.
No, we're not using that tune, Shawnee, when I
Gun
for
Hire. We're trying to get a song for the juice. And right. I'll tell you what, this thing might have to have a carryover status about what? It. The phones have gone thick and fast. The Twitter has gone berserk. Yeah. Schultzy on Twitter's come through with
Schultzy.
A few before.
Yeah, where's he been?
He's up and about.
All right, what's he saying?
Well, he's very focused on his cricket at the moment.
Fair enough, Schultzy. Fair good cool.
He's trying to select the Australian first 11.
Good.
Just waiting for Twitter to warm up. A little bird
sorry,
to
mate.
Get back there.
Where's the Prez? So Splash.
I don't know.
He's gone underground.
We've got a screen that doesn't work. Oh, don't we?
Do you want me to? Yeah, we don't have it. Yeah.
So how am I supposed to roll what about when my tweets don't come through like they normally do? All right.
Sorry, too many years, mate.
Oh, it's just surprising. Anyway, let's get along to some of the stuff. Calls. So Splash is up there. Everyone's up there. All by myself. Andrew Tucker.
Sir Splash again there, 9 minutes ago.
There you go. Could use Soundgarden Spoon Man, but change the words to Jar Man.
No, that's all not right. Bad,
that's good.
Splash.
And I like it. See, there he is. They're all there. Send out the clowns.
Okay. Right, Nick of Davern Park. G'day, Nick.
How you going, boys?
Nick, what's your suggestion?
The Last Time by John Farnham, seeing he always comes out of retirement and comes in, then retires and comes in again, then retires, comes in again.
Mm-hmm. I like it, but the fact is Jazz has never officially
never retired,
announced his
Nick.
Retirement. It's one of the cleverest things he's ever done.
Mm. Never retired, my
nice
boy.
Nice start, though, Nicky boy. Thank you.
Michelle of Onkaparinga Hills. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Michelle, you got one for us?
I have indeed. The song Macho, Macho Man.
Yep, just waiting for Fat Fingers to get to this. There it is.
Now, Michelle, would I be the construction worker or the Indian or the bikie? Who would I be in?
I'd have to say the construction worker.
Yeah. Can I have a price for Michelle, please?
Boomers tickets. Boomers playing Japan, Titanium Stadium, Security Arena, of course, November 27. You got a couple of previews. What are Michelle?
I hate to correct Michelle, but you would definitely be the cowboy.
Boy.
Oh, come on, guys.
Michelle, trust us. He loves his John Wayne movies.
All right. Have a good one, Michelle. John of Seaford. G'day, Jono.
Hi, John.
Hello, boys. There you go.
What do you got for us?
I got Metallica, Enter Sandman.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh. Yes. We'll
find
and
that.
And the
second one is another one, Bites the Dust, by Queen.
Yeah, we played that earlier, too.
Yeah, Frederick.
Very nicely done, Johnny. Thank you.
Timmy of Elizabeth. G'day, Tim.
Yeah. Yeah, boys, if Belair get rid of the music,
yep.
Welcome to the Jungle.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And and for you to walk out, is just hit me with your best shot.
Oh, Patty. Good on you, Pat.
Well, this is my song. This is the one I had chosen for
me. Oh, the family are involved. You got mine over there, I got one for you. This is the one I think should have been the theme song for the Rush Hour. Great calls, everybody.
LA.
Oh. No, that's not the Rush Hour theme. How did that get in there?
Oh, no. Okay.
Is that the old Oompa Loompa song?
I take cricket very seriously.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, like JB White.
Next door. Television.
Night. Turn the radio off, family. Night. Here we go.
Beat the steering wheel.
Here
ready?
We go. Take a look at me. I'm yesterday's
hero. Oh, yeah. This is it, Jar.
Yeah, this is the one.
Yesterday.
All right, we'll belt that out.
I think that's it.
All right, we'll belt that out, Saturday.
Squeak, you get out there.
Yeah, 1:30 Saturday afternoon. If you want to see Jars in action and hear those songs, Morford Vale Cricket Club, of course, it's on the corner of Wheatsheaf Road and South Road from 1:30 Saturday.
Can I sign off on the song Friday?
Yeah,
this
is
can we get a few more calls
we should
tomorrow?
Roll that again.
Can we?
Yeah, I think what we'll do, we'll put a compilation together and we'll get a little Montague Taj and go from there and then get some more calls.
Beautiful.
Friday we announce. Yep. We play that song in its entirety. Might even change the lyrics up.
Yeah. Jeez, you're good.
What do you reckon?
Ah,
don't
let's celebrate it.
Don't do anything half by half. No, mate.
Not
when you're in an elite, I tell you right now. When there's a gun for hire, I tell you what, mate, you're not just going out for some kind of little hit and giggle.
No.
I tell you what, you're out,
on the
there,
line,
you're out there to deliver on a promise.
Exactly.
Gun for hire. Otherwise, it's off to the voiceover career.
Don't forget, tonight, right after the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis, in the build-up, the countdown to the Socceroos versus Honduras clash, we have a really brilliant special that's been put together by Howie, Mark Howard. He's got his own podcast, a special podcast, one documentary from Mark Howard from the Howie Games. It's called The Moment Socceroos, and that is happening right after the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis.
Yeah, good talent. The Howie Games were fantastic, and The Moment stuff's going to be outstanding with Howie. Of course, kickoff 7:30 tonight, Timmy Carr, all eyes on him.
Yeah.
Made the trip across to make sure the boys on him were mentally in it and prepared.
Yep.
It was a really good call, I think, to send him across, and the fact we got to see him in those glasses is a real win for us. He's exuding a very quiet confidence, which has me thinking we're going to be okay tonight and we're going to win 3-0. Here's Timmy talking.
Yes, we could have qualified earlier, but I think this is just the way it's meant to be, and we won't get ahead of ourselves because the job's definitely not done. But one thing we are is determined to fly the flag and, you know, get as many fans out there as possible. I pretty much feel in my heart and know that this is going to be a full house, and the whole nation's going to stop for this one game.
And we've got a great record at ANZ Stadium too, for a non-traditional pitch out there as well. So really looking forward to it.
Okay.
Coming up, quite possibly, is the zinger of the year.
Love it.
I know it's a big call, but have a listen to some classic Tim Cahill here.
You don't want to talk about the negatives, but if you don't qualify, have you thought about whether this could be your last international game?
I don't think about the negatives, mate. It's the difference between me and you.
that young journo, he needs to go back to school.
I love about that.
He asked Timmy that.
Yeah, look, but that's the one that, you know, if you're speaking in front of the media, whether you're a footballer or whatever, that's when everybody should jump on. Mm. I'm just here so I won't get fined, Marshawn Lynch. That's the thing now. Everybody should say that. That's the difference between me and you.
Just sell it. He just has positive people around his
life.
He
does.
Yeah.
So no time for negative.
No.
We've got no time. So much so that we're giving Murph a couple of days off.
Drags you down.
Yeah.
Mm.
No, won't have it.
Because he's so important to our program. Yep. We need to keep him fresh and
absolutely
rested up.
I mean, that's why next year you'll be working 3 days a week. I even then said to management, too much. That's overload. What about an hour a day? What about an hour a day? I said to James. Lock him in and just bring him in.
And what did James?
He said, just drop
love
it.
Luke.
Drop the bomb and go.
That's
and then
me.
Leave.
That's me.
That's you.
I'm AFL X in radio.
Oh, you are. You are. 10 minutes, no rules.
Are we done?
No, we're not. Final piece of the puzzle today is, and if you missed the sad news, Ty Vickery has decided to hang up the boots. Old Ty, two club man, Richmond Tigers, set the Tigers up for a tilt at the flag in 2017. Yeah. They owe him a lot. Then played at the Hawks, 6 games for 2 goals this year. I think he's called time on his career, the number 8 pick from 2008. And I think it's best we'd leave it up to the man with the golden tonsils who knows how to best to sum up a situation, Bruce McAvaney, to take us out, re-tie Vickery.
Oh, this is it, I reckon. Revolt to Vickery. Vickery for goal. Vickery for goal. Oh. Well, no, he's not, but Richmond will get one. No, they don't. Talk about blowing it. Oh, Tyrone, what were you doing?
Brilliant.
There it is, a bit of classic tie to take into the evening.
Nice. Right. Good work. Right. Nice Wednesday.
Good luck wherever you're watching tonight's action.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Let's cheer loud through our TVs for our boys.
Enjoy your Wednesday night. Can you believe it's hump day already?
Oh,
jeez. And just repeating, Sam Doherty too. Carlton taking a big hit pre-season. Ruptured his ACL at training today. Gone for the 2018 season.
It's a big blow.
Just a simple running drill. A basic running drill, no contact.
No, well.
So a stiff break for the Blues there. We're back tomorrow. More Gun for Hire, more songs for Jars to come and play out to, Murph. And now you can do your sort of thing. Me, Luke Hodge. Are we going to play Luke Hodge tomorrow?
Tomorrow, Lukey Hodge. Yeah, absolutely. The superstar that he is.
Man crush from your
I have, yeah, yeah. I have, actually, yeah. Yeah. And you.
Yeah, I love him. Yeah. He's a moment's
man. We'll talk to Lukey tomorrow.
We will. Will you confess your love?
No.